You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You needed one of these last three to extend this series to potentially a game six. And now, going forward, Joe, it's a one-game series. You just got to take it as a one-game series, these next three, and hopefully there are three. Is Steph coming back? Is he not coming back? Who knows at this point? But a tough, tough loss. And a first half where I thought everything was going the Warriors' way. And that three-pointer from Anthony Edwards with two guys draped all over him, I felt like was a massive, massive shot and massive momentum heading into the half for Minnesota.
They were on a gas.
It's all right. Fight through it.
They were on a 10-0 run as I go straight Flem&M on you first thing in the morning. The Warriors were on a 10-0 run, and then Edwards hit 1-3 with like a minute and a half to go, and then, you know, they got some free throws. And then he hits another one with 5 seconds left. And look, the reality is this. GP2 can't guard Anthony Edwards.
Nope.
And like last night, I was bummed by the end of the game. Because that fourth quarter, I mean, they're trying to press and they're just giving up layups left and right. That is why NBA teams don't press. Because they will dice you up, right? I was bummed last night. Then I watched the game back again this morning.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it made me irate. And I'm going to be honest with you. Like, irate a couple of things. The favoritism from the coach. And look, are they outgunned? Are they out of, you know, do they not have enough firepower? There's no question they don't have enough firepower. Which is why I'm so pissed after watching it back a second time. The obsession with GP2, with pods, and not yanking these guys when they're clearly, they don't have the form, they're not in rhythm, they're not hitting, they're not helping, and you are icing out Kuminga? What did Kuminga do to Steve Kerr? No, I'm dead serious. He was the only bright spot in that first half. He willed them back into the game. He's got 16 at the half, and you walk out and you start the third quarter, maybe the biggest quarter of the season because of where we're at, because of how dramatic this is, and you wait 4 full minutes to go to Kuminga, and then Potts can't hit water if he fell out of a boat in the middle of the ocean, and you go back to him after putting him on the bench. The amount of 2 and 3 non-shooter lineups when you are searching for offense is baffling. It's absolutely baffling. Well, we need to have a ball hitter. What's Draymond for? Well, we need to have a ball hitter. Why have Jimmy then? Well, we need to have a ball handler. No, you don't. You know why you had to go to zone? Because you're playing Pajemski way too much. You can't give me a minute for Pat Spencer. I'm not saying that Pat Spencer's the reason why this team's not going to move on. They don't have enough firepower. They're missing their best player. But my God, in a game where you need to see some adjustments and have a quick hook and just try to find some freaking offense, you are jamming Brandon Pajemski down our throat when the guy, I'm searching for my numbers here. I want to make sure we're clear here. GP2 in the playoffs, he missed one game, a game 7. He's a minus 56.
It's not good.
He's a minus 56. He's played 174 minutes. Kuminga has played 155 minutes in the playoffs. You tell me who you want more of.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, okay. Pajemski has played 350 minutes. He scored 100 points, 107 points. Kuminga has scored 96 points in less than half the time. We are searching for offense. No one can get their own shot. Now, I'm not saying that Kuminga is the end-all, be-all. I'm not saying he's the answer. But my God, let's coach this game like you've watched what happened in the first half. I know TJD has been struggling in terms of staying out of foul trouble, but you got Kevon Looney on Julius Randle, and he's cooking him. You got Draymond on Julius Randle, who wanted a campaign for DPOY. Mm. Draymond has been MIA this entire series. Draymond, in the playoffs, averaging 33 minutes a game. He's played over 350 total minutes in the playoffs. He's shooting 39% from the field, 28% from three. He's only got 99 points. This team is getting dismantled by two players in this series. Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle. You can make an argument Julius Randle was the best player on the floor in the first half.
Yeah, no, he was. It wasn't even an argument.
And why are they in zone? Because he's hell-bent on playing undersized guys who can't defend, and it starts with Pajemski. You are forced into so many zone actions on defense because the guy can't guard anyone individually. Who has been your best individual defender on Anthony Edwards? It's been Jonathan Kuminga. Okay? Yeah. But when you're playing Pajemski as much as you have in GP2, they keep switching and they're getting the matchups they're looking for. You went zone, they attacked the zone in the middle, and they destroyed you. Destroyed you. And then offensively, my God. Look, I watched it back, and I left at the end of the night. I was so bummed. Like, Jimmy, what the? 8 shots? But I watched it back. He was trying. It was 4 people, Pods being one of them, Draymond being another one, Buddy Hield being another one, just standing on the three-point line. Watch it back. They're just standing there. They're literally just standing there. 11 seconds to go, and it's Jimmy jab-stepping, and jab-stepping, trying to get into the paint with 5 defenders sagging off of guys who can't hit water. I mean, like, I'll just give it to you. Draymond, 39% from the field, 28% from three right now. Pajemski is almost identical. 33% from the field, 29% from three. Now, Buddy Hield's numbers look good, but when you watch the game, I don't know where these threes are coming from. Garbage time?
I mean,
by the time I flip the rewatch off?
He had the most turnovers on the team. He had some awful turnovers. Look, 4.
They're losing this series, and they're going to probably end up losing this series. And I'm bummed, and it sucks. They exerted so much energy, and it was a fun ride. Today's not the day for me to, like, feel about how fun it was. It was a fun ride this year.
It's not over, but
We're out Steph Curry. Like, that starts every conversation. They had an opportunity to win on Saturday night, and it feels like they're emotionally spent, and they got completely carved up in that third quarter. And again, I just go back to Steve, these guys that you love, the GP2s, the Loonies, the Pods, I know you love them. They're not playing good right now. Why you didn't start the quarter with Jonathan Kuminga tells me everything I need to know. You're going to stubbornly go back to your guys. It doesn't matter about form. It doesn't matter about trying something new. You're getting blown. The door's blown off you. You can't see a minute for Moody. I can't see a minute for Pods on the bench. And maybe I just give a look to Pat Spencer. Draymond's being relegated to either a top of the three guy waiting for the ball or a corner of the three guy. He's your point guard. Like, that's in this circumstance, because you're down so many, you can't get enough offensive guys out onto that floor. And I'm really disappointed in Steve. And like the Kuminga thing. Now that we've seen Kuminga for a couple of games in a row, what the hell happened? Honest to God, what the hell happened? I want a 30 for 30. What happened? I'm not saying this guy's Michael Jordan. No one thinks he's Michael Jordan. I'm not even saying he's some fringe all-star. I'm not the owner. I'm not going to come out. Pajemski's an all-star. Kuminga's not. No, those guys are not. It's hard to be an all-star. You couldn't find minutes for this guy. Now, you know what I'm thinking in my head? Fair or not? Maybe if you played Kuminga, it wouldn't have went 7 against Houston. Mm. Maybe if you played Kuminga, we might have been done in 5 or 6. I don't know. Mm. Who knows? You know? And I just keep coming back to how many games this team tricked off down the stretch that would have given them the whole week off and would have given them the Laker matchup as opposed to the Rockets in the first round.
Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We are streaming on all those platforms. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing.
I'm sorry.
Why are you apologizing?
Because I'm ticked off, because last time I was okay. Bummed, and I was ready to just say, hey, they're the better team, and they are. And then, I hate doing this. Well, you know, if Curry's there, I think we would have won.
Well,
but I do feel that way, right? And it sucks.
I
feel like a loser saying that out loud. I feel like a straight up loser admitting that out loud.
It's not. The Celtics are probably going to lose to the Knicks, and they just lost Jason Tatum, and they'll be saying the same thing. They'll probably beat you guys with a healthy Tatum, and they're not going to now. We don't know what the status of Jason Tatum is. Steph, Draymond talked about it yesterday. He's like, the last thing we want is Steph to just force himself back early, and then he could have a severe injury after that.
But it starts here. Like, everyone's going to be ticked off with Jimmy, and I get it. Like, this is why you got Jimmy, and Jimmy didn't rest a moment. Hey, look, man, let's call a spade a spade. Draymond Green, all-time warrior. Draymond Green, Hall of Famer. Yeah. Draymond Green played like poop in this playoffs.
I didn't think he was bad. Like, the first half, I thought he was aggressive
offensively. That is the Draymond Green existence.
Well, no, I know.
I'll hit a couple shots early, and then I'm on a milk carton for the next couple quarters.
No, for sure. I hear you on that. I think what the most frustrating part is, I think you saw the best version of the Warriors without Steph in that first half yesterday, and they were only up 2 points. That was like, for me...
What was the best version? With Kuminga leading the way with 16?
Yes.
And then starting the third quarter on a stationary bike?
I said first half.
What are we doing?
The first half.
What are we doing?
And then they only scored 17 in the third quarter and the game was over.
Look, no one is saying that Kuminga is the end-all be-all. But when I saw him in the hallway or whatever it is, the tunnel? He's on a stationary bike. I'm like...
Gotta get loose.
I
want to fire my notepad at halftime.
Don't throw it at me.
They were out rebounding by 10. They had more second chance points, 10 to 2. They had more paint points, more bench points. Why is that, Kuminga? And you're not going to start him?
The bucket
was full.
What
did he do? What did he do? I want to know. What the heck happened? Was this the players? Is this the coach? Is this the organization? What happened?
Well, I mean, it's obvious what happened, right? He got hurt. They got Jimmy Butler, and he was diced out. And we all accepted that because the team was winning. And then now the team's losing, and they go to Kuminga because there's no Stephen Curry, and he's balled out the last couple games, credit to him, but there have been L's in each and every one of them. The game to win, the game you had to have, we were talking about it yesterday, was Saturday. Well, that was the game you needed.
Yeah, but Julius Randle, okay.
That was the game.
No, I hear you, but no one will break down Julius Randle dismantling Draymond Green.
Well, he's been the best player in the series.
They threw Looney
he's
on
been
him.
The best
they threw
the
Draymond on him. They threw Kid Jimmy Butler on him. He has been destroying him. I think he has been the best player in the series. Yes. Now, Anthony Edwards, that third quarter the best quarter of the series by any individual player.
He took it over. Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. But, I mean, Steve, I know you watch the games back because I'm watching them. The only guy who has kind of slowed down Anthony Edwards, even a little, is Jonathan Kuminga. He should have been playing him every minute Anthony Edwards was on the floor. Kuminga should have been guarding him. Every minute that Anthony Edwards was on the floor, Kuminga should have been in the game, period. There's no, I don't want to hear any other excuse. You've been forced. You're throwing GP2. Watch that final three-pointer before the end of half. GP2 is like literally in another state. He's in Nevada as Anthony Edwards does a crossover from 40 feet away. And Draymond Green just, put my hands up. As Anthony Edwards hits a huge momentum three before half, then turns to Draymond and screams at him, basically saying, I'm coming and I'm coming to kill you guys in the third quarter.
He was.
You know what? Anthony Edwards, my guy, you are incredible. He had some in and outs. And again, they're going to a zone. Why? Because they're playing undersized pods.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with playing GP2 and pods. And I throw my hands up. What about the games I'm watching? Did the second quarter matter? Because you just completely aborted everything that was working in that to just jam back in there. Just got to. I know he hasn't played good for 3 weeks in a row, but let's just jam him back in there.
Because he can dribble. Quentin Jammer.
He can dribble. If I watch Jimmy or Pods dribble into the key, jump stop, pump fake, pump fake, pump fake. Pivot, 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 and try to throw. Shoot the ball! You're in the key! Shoot the ball! Tell me I'm not the only one. Tell me I'm not the only one. And then what are the other four guys doing? Standing there waiting. Brandon, I'm open. Brandon, it's like a bunch of fourth graders because I coach one. Chris, throw it to me. Chris, throw it to me. Move! Someone cut! Someone do something!
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, it's righteously brewed here in San Francisco. 117-110 the final. The Warriors are down 3-1, folks. A familiar situation, unfortunately, for this squad. And we want to hear from the people today. It's guest-free. You are the guest today. And you know the number? It's 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Please, we want to hear from the people today. Biggest reason... And I'm not giving you the Stephen Curry excuse, but it is an excuse. It's a big one. That's the overarching one. We all know that. Why are they down 3-1 right now? Why are they down 3-1? Is it as simple as saying they don't have their best player? Okay. But you've been in a lot of these games. It's been single digits a lot of the time. Yesterday, outside of yesterday, and the game was basically over after the 8-minute mark or 6-minute mark of the third quarter when Anthony Edwards just took over. He was sensational. Mike Conley was hitting a three. DiVincenzo started to hit some threes. I was like, oh boy. Now Dante's hitting him. He was horrible for most of the series, and he hits a couple of them. So, and then Nikhil Alexander-Walker.
Why is that, Joe? Why is that? They're in a zone.
Yep.
And we overcommit. Look, yep. Look, Pods will draw. And I'm trying to make this about Pods. But you can't watch that game and not say, well, they're in a zone because of Pods. He can't guard anyone. And wow, look, he's over jumping at the top of the key, okay, and not stopping ball, allowing dribble drive penetration into the middle of a zone. How do you beat a zone? Skip passing, outside shooting, yep. Dribble drive penetration, okay? And the guy is such a poor defender right now. Watch the tape. Yeah, you draw some charges. That's great. But he's not the only one. Like, he's not the only one. GP2 has played horrific. Horrific. And you know what the crazy thing is? He's actually shooting from three on a team that's dying for some three ball shots. He's actually shooting okay. But this team, I'm telling you right now, they got too many non-shooters on the floor who are one-way players, afraid to shoot, standing at the three-point line, relegated to being a catch-and-shoot player, and they're saying, Jimmy, save us. And Jimmy's not Jesus. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
No. 5-9 overall from Jimmy Butler yesterday. His 9 field goal attempts, 14 points overall for him. He was resting a bunch because he thought maybe if it's a tight game, get him some rest. He was exhausted after game 4. So check that. Game 3, he was exhausted. So game 4, you know what? Keep it tight. Keep it tight. And then let Jimmy cook later. But the Minnesota Timberwolves, credit to them, man. They were forcing anyone else to beat them yesterday.
Which is
anyone
the appropriate
else. That is what they should do. There's no Steph. Okay, who's their second best player? Oh, Jimmy Butler? Okay, we'll live with Kuminga. You know what, Kuminga? Do your thing. Because we're going to bet that Pods isn't going to be a good shooter. He's not. Buddy Hield's going to be inefficient. He was. Draymond Green's going to keep chucking him up there, or he's going to stop shooting altogether. Trayce Jackson-Davis doesn't shoot. Kevon Looney's not a shooter. They don't have offense on this team.
No shooting.
8 of 27 from beyond the arc. 8 of 27. Juxtapose that with what Minnesota did. 16 of 34. But they're killing it.
Not only do they have no shooting, no one is moving on offense. Watch that third quarter. Just, again, it was... okay, I watched the second quarter. Wow, they're playing tempo. They're getting stops. The defense was really good. They're going downhill. They're decisive. You know, again, Kuminga was a large part of that. And I thought Jimmy as well. And then the third quarter, all that went away. You know why? Because dribble into the paint. Jab step, pivot. Dog, what are we doing? What are we doing?
What's coming up with the game?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.